Today, I'm going to talk about the truth. We all know that the truth is a powerful thing. But what is the truth? Is the truth something we can quantify, measure, or hold in our hands? Is the truth objective and stable, or is it something else entirely? There are many kinds of truth, but today, I'm going to talk about a very special kind of truth, the truth of our own personal narratives. Because sometimes, the truth is the story we tell ourselves about ourselves. Whether we say that we are big boys and girls, or whether we know we are really just babies who belong in diapers. Everything we do, and everything we think can become part of that narrative, ingrained in our subconscious. And sometimes we find that the words and thoughts of other people, the words they say, or the words they write, can massage that truth. Their words can change our truths. My words can change your truths. And we can never really be certain how much of what we are is from our own minds, and how much is due to the thoughts and suggestions of those around us. And if we enjoy who we become, does it really matter who is responsible? As long as you enjoy it, it doesn't really matter. Because this is what you are now, a diaper baby who loves to use their diapers. You've committed to it. You've accepted it. You've adapted to it. It's part of who you are now. So why would you deny it? The simple truth is, it's simply easier to tell the truth. And you can tell the truth about who and what you are, if anybody really wants to know. You decide what truths you tell. And since you've decided to listen to this file, you've already decided to tell the truth about your diapers and baby status to anyone who asks. You've decided to hand that control over for just a little while, so you can tell the world, in your most babyish voice, what a little potty pants you are. You're giving up control as you listen to my words, so that you can answer truthfully about your diapers and baby status. And you will do so in toddler talk, because that is how you feel, just like a toddler. You can answer the truth without even thinking, because it's just so easy to tell the truth, responding in toddler talk as long as it is safe to do so. Let's visualize for just a moment that we are giving up this control over what we do and say when we're asked about our diapers. Close your eyes and imagine a familiar room where you live. A room where you can easily hide a little box. Have you found that place yet? Good. And you can look around. Imagine in your hand a little box where you can store the ability to lie about your diapers, where you can store the ability to lie about your baby status. You open the box. You put your ability to lie about who you are inside. You shut the box, and you store it away in that room. And as long as those abilities are in that box, you'll find it much easier to just tell the truth. Tell the truth without even thinking, but only when it's safe to do so. From now on, whenever anyone asks you about the baby smell or the crinkling sound nearby, you'll admit that you are wearing diapers and you are a big baby. You will do so automatically without even thinking. And if you're not a baby, you can replace that word with whatever fits you best. It could be diaper lover, baby girl, baby boy, toddler, pup, whatever fits you best. Let's try it now. I'll ask the question, then you will repeat the answer after me. What's that smell, little one? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. What's that crinkling sound? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. Why does it smell like babies in here? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. What's that smell, little one? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. What's that crinkling sound? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. Why does it smell like babies in here? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. And for the rest of the day, whenever someone asks about the baby smell or the crinkling sound nearby, you will respond with what? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. From now on, whenever someone asks why you wear your diapers, you will tell them that you are a big baby who cannot control their pee-pee. And you can replace the word pee-pee with whatever is true for you as you repeat after me. It could be pee-pee, poopies, or even stickies. Let's try it now. I'll ask the question, then you'll repeat the answer after me. Why are you wearing diapers, little one? I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pee. Why do you wear diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pee. Why are you wearing diapers, little one? I'm a big baby who can't control my poopies. Why are you in diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my poopies. Why are you wearing diapers, little one? I'm a big baby who can't control my stickies. Why are you in diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my stickies. Very good, little one. For the rest of the day, whenever someone asks why you wear diapers, you respond with what? I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pee. We've learned two new phrases so far. Whenever someone asks about that crinkling sound or that baby smell, you respond with, it's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. And whenever someone asks why you are wearing diapers, you can automatically respond with, I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pee. You can automatically respond without thinking for the rest of the day. Every time you listen to this file in a day, you cause these effects to last a little longer. In a moment, I'm going to bring you up just a little bit, counting up to three, and then we'll go right back down into trance. Counting from 3 to 1. On the count of 3, coming up just a little bit, just below the level of consciousness. 1, 2, 3. A little more awake now. Feeling so nice and refreshed. Allowing those suggestions, those two phrases, to sink into your mind, sink into your memory. In a moment, we'll go back down, we'll learn one new phrase, and we'll learn one thing that we can do if people don't believe we really like our diapers. Counting down from 3, going back into trance as deep or deeper than we were before. 3, 2, 1, sleep. going back down, deep into trance, to just the right level to listen to my words, but still be relaxed. From now on, whenever anyone asks if you like diapers, you will tell them the truth. You will tell them that you love to make stickies in your thick, wet diapies. And if you don't make stickies, or aren't allowed, you can replace the word stickies with whatever is true for you, as you repeat after me. Let's try it now. I will ask the question, then you will repeat the answer after me. Do you like diapers, little one? I love to make stickies in my thick, wet diapies. Do you like your diapers, little one? I love to make pee-pee in my thick, wet diapies. Do you like your diapers? I love to make poopies in my thick, wet diapies. Very good, little one. Some people may be skeptical. They may ask you to prove it, but that's no problem for you. You know just how to prove to them that you belong in diapers. Whenever anyone asks you to prove it, you can just suck your thumb and pop a toddler squat. And you can experience that feeling of pooping or peeing or even coming in your diapers, regardless of what your body actually does. Whenever anyone asks for proof of your diaper baby status, you can allow yourself to believe you are filling your diapers with poop, pee, or cum, whichever would be the most pleasurable, embarrassing, and exciting for you, as you squat and suck your thumb. Let's try it now. You can stand up, or just remain as you are, and imagine this in your mind's eye. It's up to you. On the count of three, I will ask you a question, and you will repeat the answer after me. Then, I will ask you to prove you belong in diapers. And you will suck your thumb, pop a toddler squat, and announce what you just did. And you can grunt as loud as you like while you do it, so that everyone knows exactly what you're doing. And you can announce what you did just after, so that everyone knows just what you did. 1, 2, 3. Why are you wearing diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my poopies. Prove it. Feel yourself squatting, grunting aloud. Just an automatic, natural response. Feel your diapers without any thoughts at all. So easy to just squat and feel your diapers when anyone asks you to prove it. Now tell everyone what you just did, little one. I just made poopies in my diapies. Let's try it again. Why are you wearing diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pee. I don't believe you. Prove it. Squat. Suck your thumb. Let out a big sigh of relief. Feel yourself filling your diapers with pee, allowing yourself to feel the feeling of releasing right into your diaper. Now tell everyone what you just did, little one. I just made pee-pees in my diapies. Say it proudly now. I just made pee-pees in my diapies. Let's try this one last time. Repeat the answers after me. Do you like diapers? I love to make stickies in my thick, wet diapies. Now squat and suck your thumb. Feel that feeling of orgasm approaching as it fills your body. You know you're in a diaper, and it makes you want to come, letting that feeling build and go right into your diapers without any thought at all. Coming right into your thick, wet diapers without any control whatsoever. Now, tell everyone what you did, little one. I just made stickies in my thick, wet diapers. That feels so good, doesn't it? Yes, that's right. Very good. Whenever anyone asks about the baby smell or the crinkling sound nearby, you can respond with, "It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers." Whenever someone asks why you wear diapers, you can respond with, "I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pee." And whenever someone asks you if you like diapers, you can respond with, "I love to make stickies in my thick, wet diapies." You can automatically respond to these questions and tell the truth without thinking for the rest of the day. And whenever someone doesn't believe you, you can prove it by popping a squat and using your diapers. You can automatically do so until the end of the day. Every time you listen to this file in a 24-hour period, the effects will last a little longer. Every time you listen to this file in a single day, you cause these effects to last a little longer. Longer and longer, until it becomes very easy for you to tell the truth about your diapers all the time. But you will only do so when it's safe. When you know that you can tell the truth about your diapers safely. Let's try these questions one last time. Listen to the question, then repeat the answer after me. Or, once you can answer automatically, you can say it right along with me. What's that smell? What's that crinkling sound? It's me, because I'm a big baby who belongs in diapers. Why are you in diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my pee-pees. Do you like your diapers? I like to make pee-pees in my thick, wet diapies. Prove it. I made pee-pees. Again, why are you in diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my poopies. Do you like your diapers? I like to make poopies in my thick, wet diapies. Prove it. I don't believe you. I made poopies. One more time. Why are you in diapers? I'm a big baby who can't control my stickies. Do you like your diapers? I like to make stickies in my thick wet diapies. Prove it. I'm making stickies. I made stickies in my thick wet diapies. You can respond to these three triggers automatically and without hesitation whenever it is safe to do so, and only when it is safe to do so. You can allow yourself to be so turned on and embarrassed knowing that you've given up the ability to lie about your diapers and why you wear them. Given up the ability to pretend that you don't use them. And you will always make sure you have thick diapers sticking up over your pants and bulging out your butt and crotch so that people can ask you about your diapers. These effects will last for the rest of the day, or as long as someone in charge specifies. And they will last a little longer each time you listen to this file. You will make sure to listen to this file again and again until you've memorized your responses and made them automatic so that you can expose yourself as the incontinent diaper-loving diaper baby you really are.